This is the Pearson test of English General Level 4. This test takes 2 hours and 30 minutes. Section 1. You will have 10 seconds to read each question and the corresponding options. Then listen to the recording. After the recording, you will have 10 seconds to choose the correct option. Put a cross in the box next to the correct answer, as in the example. Example. Listen to the man speaking. What is this an extract from?
Be one of the few. The proud. The Marines.
The correct answer is B. Section 1. Number 1. Listen to the woman talking. What does she say about a university education?
Since when was a university education like an apprenticeship? It's a learning experience. Okay, it may get you a good job, but even if it doesn't, at least you will have expanded your mind and broadened your horizons.
Number 2. Listen to the man speaking. What does he say about his school lessons? I remember we used to mess around quite a lot when we were at school, just to amuse ourselves. A lot of the lessons were so dull that we had to make our own entertainment somehow. Number 3. Listen to the conversation. How does the boy feel?
What time do I have to be back?
No later than 9 o'clock.
Really? But we won't have finished by then.
Well, you'll just have to leave early then.
How come? It's not fair. That's not very late.
You've got school early tomorrow.
Oh, all right then.
Number 4. Listen to the conversation. Who are the speakers?
Oh, come on. It's a family tradition. We've always done it since we were kids.
That doesn't mean we have to keep doing it forever. Don't you think we've grown out of it now?
Maybe, but Mum and Dad still enjoy it.
Exactly. They think we still enjoy it, but it's really for their benefit, not ours. Number 5. Listen to the conversation. What is the woman's attitude to the loss of traditions?
Don't you think it's sad that old traditions are dying out?
Well, I think it's just evolution, really. I mean, if people want to carry them on, if they have some social value, then they'll survive. If not, so be it. It just means people didn't think they were worth keeping.
Number 6. Listen to the man talking about traditional music. Which word best describes his attitude? Fans of traditional folk music often seem to have this idea that anything modern is rubbish, which I can appreciate, because obviously a lot of it is. But it's a very narrow perspective to believe that traditional equals authentic and is somehow morally better. Number 7. Listen to the man talking. Who is he addressing?
If you ever have to do an interview for the media, the first lesson is don't think you can just make it up as you go along. Just because you're closely involved with the company every working day doesn't mean you can answer questions about it without any preparation or rehearsal. So do your homework on what kind of questions might come up.
Number 8. Listen to the people speaking. How does the woman feel about helping at the wedding? Do you think we should arrive at your nephew's wedding early so we can help out?
Not sure. We might be in the way.
I know what you mean. Although I still think we should offer our services in some way.
Okay, I suppose you're right.
Number 9. Listen to the man speaking. What disadvantage of the indie media website does he mention?
I get most of my news from the indie media website. It's open access, so anyone can post reports. That means you read informed reports written by the people who are actually involved, which are more likely to be true. The downside is that since it's a non-paying site, you get these annoying pop-ups using persuasive language to try to get you to buy something online.
Number 10. Listen to the man speaking. What is he describing? Teenagers no longer want to spend all their free time with family. That is to say, they prefer the company of friends, and this is, in the main, due to the fact that they are able to confide in people of their own age, who share their current perspectives and relate to their feelings in a way that the older generation cannot. Section 2. Number 11. You'll hear a recording about teaching and learning. Listen to the whole recording once. Then you will hear the recording again with pauses for you to write down what you hear. Make sure you spell the words correctly.
As is only to be expected, the overwhelming majority of teachers are teaching subjects that they themselves enjoyed learning, and they frequently suffer from a particular perceptual drawback. They find it difficult to conceive that anyone could possibly struggle to grasp ideas that they find both fascinating and easy to assimilate. As is only to be expected. The overwhelming majority of teachers. Are teaching subjects... that they themselves enjoyed learning. And they frequently suffer from... a particular perceptual drawback. They find it difficult to conceive that anyone could possibly struggle to grasp ideas that they find both fascinating and easy to assimilate.
Section 3, numbers 12 to 16. You will hear an interview. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the interview.
You will hear the recording twice.
Are online magazines really a threat to traditional magazines you buy in the shops? Here in the studio, we have Jason Brown, editor of the long-established political magazine, The World Today. Jason, this year saw the launch of a rival magazine broadly similar in content, but online. Has it affected your sales at all?
Well, it's hard to be sure, but I'd say no. We've had one of our best years ever. In fact, sales have gone up by around 10% on last year's.
You don't see the new online magazine as a rival, then?
No, not really. We're actually quite different in terms of content. We've always gone in for investigative journalism, whereas their site tends to have a lot of graphical content, cartoons, comic strips and so on. Another significant difference is where the funding comes from. We obviously rely on people buying a copy every month, whereas their site is free to anyone.
Isn't that a disadvantage?
It doesn't seem to be. In a way, it's an advantage. Their revenue comes from advertising, so there may be some restrictions on what they can include. We're lucky not to have to rely on that, so we have the freedom to print whatever we like.
Now, listen again.
Are online magazines really a threat to traditional magazines you buy in the shops? Here in the studio, we have Jason Brown, editor of the long-established political magazine, The World Today. Jason, this year saw the launch of a rival magazine broadly similar in content, but online. Has it affected your sales at all?
Well, it's hard to be sure, but I'd say no. We've had one of our best years ever. In fact, sales have gone up by around 10% on last year's.
You don't see the new online magazine as a rival, then?
No, not really. We're actually quite different in terms of content. We've always gone in for investigative journalism, whereas their site tends to have a lot of graphical content, cartoons, comic strips and so on. Another significant difference is where the funding comes from. We obviously rely on people buying a copy every month, whereas their site is free to anyone.
Isn't that a disadvantage?
It doesn't seem to be. In a way, it's an advantage. Their revenue comes from advertising, so there may be some restrictions on what they can include. We're lucky not to have to rely on that, so we have the freedom to print whatever we like.
Numbers 17 to 21. You will hear a talk. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the talk.
You will hear the recording twice.
People sometimes ask me, as a professional musician, what's the best way to learn to play an instrument? It's easy to answer. Personally, I went the traditional route. I had piano lessons as a child, then eventually went on to study music at college. I seemed to have a basic talent for it, so it all fell into place for me. But in a way, I still envy those people who are able to pick up music without formal instruction. For one thing, I find I can't just listen to music anymore. I always end up analysing it, which has killed the enjoyment a bit. There's another thing that I'd love to be able to do better, and that's improvise. I can do it, but I don't have the freedom to move outside accepted musical structures that self-taught players have. Whether you have lessons or teach yourself, the one sure thing is that you won't get very far without 100% dedication. The great guitarist Jimi Hendrix, for example, was self-taught, and some people imagine it came naturally to him. But his friends remember that they hardly ever saw him without his guitar, like an extra part of his body. What you're aiming at is physical memory, so that you don't have to be conscious of technique and what your fingers are doing.
Now, listen again.
People sometimes ask me, as a professional musician, what's the best way to learn to play an instrument? It's easy to answer. Personally, I went the traditional route. I had piano lessons as a child, then eventually went on to study music at college. I seemed to have a basic talent for it, so it all fell into place for me. But in a way, I still envy those people who are able to pick up music without formal instruction. For one thing, I find I can't just listen to music anymore. I always end up analysing it, which has killed the enjoyment a bit. There's another thing that I'd love to be able to do better, and that's improvise. I can do it, but I don't have the freedom to move outside accepted musical structures that self-taught players have. Whether you have lessons or teach yourself, the one sure thing is that you won't get very far without 100% dedication. The great guitarist Jimi Hendrix, for example, was self-taught, and some people imagine it came naturally to him. But his friends remember that they hardly ever saw him without his guitar, like an extra part of his body. What you're aiming at is physical memory, so that you don't have to be conscious of technique and what your fingers are doing. That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.